BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The former opposition leader in Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim, has declared a new dawn for his country hours after being released from prison. The 70-year-old received a royal pardon following a shock election result that delivered a victory for the coalition backed by Mr. Anwar and headed by his former political nemesis, Mahathir Mohamad. Mr. Anwar now says Dr. Mahathir has his full support. North Korea has threatened to cancel next month's summit with the United States if Washington keeps pressing for it to give up its nuclear weapons unilaterally. The first vice foreign minister said Pyongyang had made clear that the US must end its hostile policy as a precondition for denuclearization. Earlier, it pulled out of this week's talks with Seoul in protest at the resumption of US-South Korean military exercises. Indonesian police have shot dead four men who attacked a police station in Sumatra, armed with samurai swords, killing one officer. One attacker was reported to have been carrying a bomb. It comes after a series of deadly assaults on Indonesian churches and police stations. Khalida Zia, Bangladesh's former prime minister and opposition leader, has been released from prison on bail on health grounds. She was sentenced to 5 years for embezzlement, but insists the charges are politically motivated. Human rights lawyers say they have new evidence to support the prosecution of the former Gambian President Yahya Jammeh for the alleged murder of dozens of his opponents. They say they've established that a death squad operated under direct orders of the president. A well-known Mexican journalist has been killed outside his house in the southern state of Tabasco. Witnesses say Juan Carlos Huerta was shot several times by gunmen on a pickup truck. A new study has found that a disrupted body clock puts people at increased risk of diseases such as depression and bipolar disorder. And a study has found chimpanzees have cleaner beds than humans, despite spending more than half their lives in them. BBC News.